101.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police at UCLA telling the crowd of protesters that their tent camp is an unlawful gathering and they must leave. Some protesters starting to climb scaffolding. UCLA itself telling protesters to leave or there will be, as yet, an unspecified penalty. Saying she's confident Republicans won't try to delay the process of repealing Arizona's Civil War-era abortion ban, Governor Katie Hobbs.
I'm pretty confident that they want to be done with this and get it over with.
Lawmakers passed the repeal. She says she'll sign it. Police say five people, including four children, have been shot in Fort Worth, Texas. Police have arrested Xavier Tate Jr. in the shooting death of Chicago police officer Luis Huesca, which cops say happened during a possible carjacking. More military charges are ahead, says the Air Force, for the former Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who pled guilty to numerous federal crimes. This is ABC News. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country is working on seven new security agreements with allies, including the U.S. He didn't give specifics other than they include cooperation in fields of defense, finance, and politics. An overseas panel considers what age is appropriate for this.
A new report by a panel commissioned by French President Emmanuel Macron finding children should not be allowed to use smartphones until they are 13 and should be banned from accessing conventional social media such as TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat until they are 18. The report says kids should be protected from the industry's, quote, strategy of capturing children's attention, using all forms of cognitive bias to shut children away on their screens, control them, re-engage them, and monetize them, end quote. It's unclear how the French government will respond. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
The WNBA's seeing an unprecedented demand for tickets thanks to the popularity of incoming rookies and the return of championship players. StubHub says its sales are up 93%. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus Wednesday morning. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 in the morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties with Israel. One in five Americans age 50 and older has no retirement savings. That's according to a new study from the AARP. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says while it's wise to save for retirement, it's not always easy.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Some states have state-operated retirement savings programs, but not Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Rays.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Rays to take the series 2-1. Colin Ray with the win, pitching 6 scoreless innings. Willie Adames with a pair of home runs. One in the third inning, another in the bottom of the 7th. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports.
Adames, center field, Rosarena back again, and it's over his head and gone again! A two-homer game for Willie Adames.
The Brewers went on to win 7-1 shorthanded. Freddy Peralta slapped with a 5-game suspension after beaning that batter last night. 6 games for Abner Uribe for punching that player, the Rays' Jose Siri. Brewers manager Pat Murphy serving a 2-game suspension after last night's game. So that means assistant Ricky Weeks took over today for the win.
We just want to come out there, you know, with a win, obviously, to get the series win right then we did.
How soon in the day did you find out you were going to be managing this one?
About 20 minutes before the game. It's okay.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds in the overnight. By sunrise, will be in the upper 40s, and shower chances will be on the increase. And that rain will continue into Thursday. Some rumbles of thunder possible as well. Breezy, some heavy rain, and highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 51.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, a Navy veteran running for state assembly is the focus of our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by our friends at Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, rabbits, rabbits, rabbits. It's the beginning of a brand new month, although it's the middle of a brand new week. And happy Beltane. Beltane is May 1st. It's the Gaelic festival that marks the beginning of summer. And it's based on the ancient Celtic god Belinus, who protected cattle and offered healing and light. Or happy May Day. You know, and the workers' revolution and all that kind of thing, you know, the old communist thing. There's a lot going on. Are there instigators in the Gaza protest group? I have a story to tell you about that. Would dictator Trump kill his rivals? I think so. I've got a rant about that, too. And ankle monitors for pregnant women? Sure, why not? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. Also, the Washington Republican Party just put in writing that they're just not into democracy. Thank you very much. We have no interest in democracy. And also, a Hunter and a Farmer's World Alert. Is ADHD useful in our workforce? In the third hour of our program, are the Supreme Court justices colluding with Trump to catch and kill an insurrection case? And geeky science. Does a high-fat diet fuel Alzheimer's? This is some fascinating research. But I want to start out with, you know, what happened last night at Columbia University. And also at the University of Los Angeles, UCLA, University of California at Los Angeles. The vice chancellor of the university, Mary Isacco, said, this is UCLA, horrific acts of violence occurred at the encampment tonight. We immediately called law enforcement for mutual aid support. The fire department and medical personnel are on the scene. We've been sickened by this senseless violence, and it must end. I just watched a couple of clips of this morning on MSNBC and CNN. And what was interesting to me were the number of people who seemed to be confronting the police who looked to me like Proud Boys. I mean, guys with long beards and shaved heads, big beefy guys, you know, yelling at the cops. And, you know, like I wasn't there in Los Angeles. I don't know exactly what's going on there, but that doesn't seem like a good thing, number one. Number two, and I thought this was a fascinating analysis, and this is the story I was going to tell you. Back in 2003, I traveled around the United States. This was in the lead up to the war on Iraq. And I was, at that point in time, I don't recall if we had started the radio show or not. I think we had not yet started the radio show. And in fact, this might have even been the fall of 2002. And I went to New York. We were Mark Crispin Miller and I. Mark is an activist and a professor. We were invited to speak at a big church down in Greenwich Village. About not going into the Iraq War, and the group that had invited us was called World Can't Wait. And we thought they were just a, you know, a local group that was dedicated to not having America go to war with Iraq. That's how they presented themselves to us. So we got there and we gave our speech, and there were, you know, the church was packed. I mean, there were hundreds of people. There were protests going on all over the world, you know, in anticipation of this U.S. invasion of Iraq, an absolutely illegal and unnecessary invasion of Iraq. And what Mark and I learned after we had given our speeches and we started looking at the literature table and talking to the people who had invited us was that they were members of a political cult in New York, put together by a guy named Bob Avakian. It's called the Revolutionary Communist Party. And that their shtick, and he calls this a new communism, and their shtick was destroy America, basically. Bring down the government. Capitalism is an evil. America is involved with capitalism. We need to have a full-scale violent revolution to end America. And so here now, this is, now interestingly, this is from the New Tang, this is from the Falun Gong group, you know, but they've got this television network. And they're reporting this morning, communist believers from a group called RevCom Corps are calling for physical revolution at the soonest possible time in the United States. And we're handing out flyers in support of pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University on Monday. The flyers say, from Palestine to the U.S., revolution, nothing less. A leader of theirs, Bob Avakian, claims to have developed a new communism. Another of the flyers says that their plan, quote, includes the analysis and strategy for a real revolution in this country, parenthesis, yes, a physical revolution, close parenthesis. And Bob Avakian has led the word to work to make that real at the soonest possible time. And they go on to note, Mr. Avakian serves as the chairman of the Revolutionary Communist Party, a Maoist communist party established in the United States in 1975, advocating against capitalism. And the other story about these folks is that they took over the Occupy movement in New York City also. You will recall, if you were at all closely following Occupy at that time, and I was. In fact, I was in New York a couple times during that and visited them. They had come up with this thing about nobody, there should be no leaders to this movement. And people should, ask questions and raise their hands and talk by waving their hands and, applaud by waving their hands instead of applauding and things like that. And it started out as this kind of very egalitarian, hey, let's have a completely flat organization, no leadership. And it turned out that the people who were pushing that and who ended up basically in charge of the Occupy movement in New York City, and I don't know about elsewhere in the United States, but certainly this was the case in New York, which was the epicenter of it, were from Bob Avakian's cult in New York. And they basically destroyed the Occupy movement, or at least as far as I could tell. So, you know, I can't say that that's who was arrested last night in at Columbia University in that hall, but what we do know is that apparently the majority of the people who were arrested, much like the majority of the people arrested in Los Angeles, were not students. And so I just, I put that out there. I think that there are other shoes that are going to fall. Now, you could call this a conspiracy theory or, Tom's gone wacko, but I've seen this movie before, twice. I saw it with Occupy and I saw it with the anti-Iraq war movement. And in both cases, those movements got, co-opted, at least in New York, by this political cult. And, that will proudly tell you that that's essentially what they are. So, where is this going to go? I don't know. Are there students who are saying horrible, reprehensible, anti-Semitic things that go way beyond just, opposing Israeli policy in Gaza? Yes, of course. You're always going to find in any movement a small number of people who say really stupid things and do really stupid things. But I'm suspecting that there's more to this than just that. And I think that, sadly, it has eclipsed the issue of what's going on in Gaza. It's, now it's turning, and now the Republicans are jumping into the act, just like they did back in 2003, just like they did with the Occupy movement, characterizing the anti-war movement in 2003 against the war in Iraq, characterizing the Occupy movement
as communist and revolutionary and anti-American and all this kind of stuff. Now, expect within the next couple of days to see hearings in Washington, D.C. being called by members of by Republican members of Congress, where they're going to drag more of these university presidents and chancellors and whatnot before Congress and terrify them. Elise Stefanik is just reveling in this stuff. But now it's going to be the entire Republican Party. I mean, you know, Mike Johnson was at Columbia yesterday, the Speaker of the House. The Republicans intend to make as much hay out of this as possible. So on the one hand, you've got a communist cult, and on the other hand, you've got the GOP, and they're feeding each other. They're symbiotic.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And what's left in the dust? You know, students who have, you know, genuine concerns about policies that are killing people.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Welcome back, 20 minutes past the hour. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Would Dictator Trump Kill His Rivals? And I'm kind of, you know, leveraging off or building off this Time magazine report by reporter Eric Cortellesa yesterday, the cover story in Time magazine, where Trump says that he's going to carry out, he's going to deport 11 million people if he becomes president. He would let red states monitor women's pregnancies and prosecute those who violate abortion bans. He would withhold funds appropriated by Congress, which, by the way, is not within the president's power, although he did this when he was president before. He did it with the money that was supposed to go to Ukraine, remember? And President Zelensky had to come to the United States and beg that that money that had been appropriated by Congress be released by Trump. And Trump's answer was, you know, well, if you'll say that Biden was corrupt, I'll give you the money. He said he would be willing to fire a U.S. attorney who doesn't carry out his order to prosecute someone, breaking with, you know, the tradition of judicial independence in the United States, or the Department of Justice independence. He's weighing pardons for all of his followers. He might not come to the aid of an ally in Europe if they were attacked by Russia. And he would gut the U.S. Civil Service, deploy the National Guard to American cities, close the White House Pandemic Preparedness Office, and staff his administration with people who say that he won the 2020 election. I mean, those are all important points, and they're pretty horrible. But what Cortellesa didn't ask Trump about was his repeated calls to kill people. And I think this is actually a big deal. Bill Barr was on CNN this weekend, and he told Caitlin Collins that he, on multiple occasions, heard Trump calling for the death of people. Now, when she said, you know, are you still going to vote for him? He said, yes, I think he was just, you know, engaging in bluster. He was just exaggerating. Right, like the bluster that he engaged in on January 6th that led to 8 dead people, including 3 dead police officers. You know, historians will tell you that dictators throughout history started with bluster and ended up murdering people. And, you know, Donald Trump has been promising this for years. Back in 2016, he bragged that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and he wouldn't lose a vote. In 2020, we learned that he begged, essentially, Mark Milley, his chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Esper, Mark Esper, his acting Secretary of Defense, he begged both of them on different occasions to shoot Black Lives Matter protesters. He kind of softened it by saying, well, can't you shoot them in the legs? Well, you know, the legs have giant arteries that, you know, that can also, you know, bleed you out in moments. And then there was the story about, you know, somebody in 2020 had leaked the fact that Trump and his family fled to the White House bunker as the Black Lives Matter protesters were coming down Pennsylvania Avenue. He was terrified. There's black people coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And he ran, in, you know, 3 stories down into the bunker in the basement of the White House. And when that got leaked, he went nuts.
And Michael Bender, the Wall Street Journal reporter, wrote this in his 2021 book, Frankly, We Did Win This Election. He wrote, Trump boiled over at the bunker story as soon as they arrived and shouted at them to smoke out whoever had leaked it. He was the most upset some aides had ever seen the president. Whoever did that, they should be charged with treason, Trump reportedly yelled. They should be executed. You know, after he called our soldiers who died at Normandy suckers and said John McCain was an effing loser for getting shot down over Vietnam, Trump turned on Mark Milley when he refused to shoot people in Washington, D.C. Milley wrote about this, and then, you know, when his book came out, Trump said that Milley himself should be executed, saying that he deserves death in all capital letters with an exclamation mark. You know, last month, before his trial in New York started, he said that if Alvin Bragg actually dragged him into a courtroom in New York City, that it would be, there would be, quote, death and destruction, that his followers would come out and kill people. I mean, this is just, you know, he's got this long history of killing people. You know, for 130 years, we've had this tradition of presidents not executing federal criminals between the time that the election happens and somebody else becomes president and the time that that person is sworn in on January 20th. So from the first week of November to the third week of January, you don't execute people. Well, Trump executed so many people. He went on a killing spree, killing as many of the federal death row prisoners as he possibly could, that the BBC led with the headline, In Trump's Final Days, a Rush of Federal Executions. You'll recall back in March, April of 2020, I've written about this. I've told you this story many times. It's not a secret. It's easy to find. Jared Kushner suggested to Donald Trump that because all the people who had died of COVID at that point had, or the vast majority of them anyway, had died in Washington State, in Seattle basically, in New Jersey or in New York or in Connecticut, these all being blue states with Democratic governors, that it would be, quote, an effective political strategy not to do anything about COVID. Also, most of the people dying were black and brown. Not to do anything about COVID and to blame the deaths on these Democratic governors, which is throughout the month of April exactly what Donald Trump did, which led to a 500,000 unnecessary deaths, according to a study done by the British medical journal Lancet. He killed a 500,000 Americans. I mean, you know, death, anybody? A 500,000 dead Americans because of Donald Trump? We had more people die from COVID, and we continue to have more people die from COVID, than any other developed country in the world because of Donald Trump, because he is the death and destruction. People need to wake up to what's coming.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I think this guy is really dangerous and really serious about killing people. What say you? I'll pick up your calls after. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police at UCLA telling the crowd of protesters that their tent camp is an unlawful gathering and they must leave. Some protesters starting to climb scaffolding. UCLA itself telling protesters to leave or there will be, as yet, an unspecified penalty. Saying she's confident Republicans won't try to delay the process of repealing Arizona's Civil War-era abortion ban, Governor Katie Hobbs.
I'm pretty confident that they want to be done with this and get it over with.
Lawmakers passed the repeal. She says she'll sign it. Police say five people, including four children, have been shot in Fort Worth, Texas. Police have arrested Xavier Tate Jr. in the shooting death of Chicago police officer Luis Huesca, which cops say happened during a possible carjacking. More military charges are ahead, says the Air Force, for the former Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who pled guilty to numerous federal crimes. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Law enforcement says an active shooter threat has been neutralized outside a middle school in Mount Horeb, just west of Madison. The person was detained outside the building. Nobody was hurt except the alleged assailant. An emergency alert was sent to phones in the community late in the morning that warned people about the situation. Donald Trump campaigning in Waukesha, downplaying charges against him in a series of indictments that have kept him off the campaign trail.
Well, you know, they're trying this weaponization of the Justice Department stuff. So far, that hasn't been working too well because we have the highest poll numbers we've ever had. People get it.
The Emerson College survey finds 47% of registered voters in Wisconsin support Trump, while 45% back President Biden when the two go head-to-head. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's a Schwab emendation about a truly great American. He can juggle, play the banjo, and has made you laugh with stand-up comedy or movies over his long career. I'm talking about, of course, Steve Martin, and highly recommend Apple TV's Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces. It covers Martin's obsession with TV comedy idols as a child all the way through his mega fame as an actor. It's definitely worth a look. So what do you do when you've had multiple sexual assault allegations thrown at you? You put your hair in a man bun and get baptized in the River Thames. At least that's what Russell Brand did. Brand was accused last September of assaulting four women over the course of 7 years between 2006 and 2013. The New York Post reports that the 48-year-old father of three and former husband to Katy Perry says he is learning from his mistakes and happy to be surrendered to Christ, which, let's be honest, takes less guts than surrendering to authorities. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds in the overnight. By sunrise, we'll be in the upper 40s, and shower chances will be on the increase. And that rain will continue into Thursday. Some rumbles of thunder possible as well. Breezy, some heavy rain, and highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 51.
Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Trump Hangover Edition. Crudy washes the MAGA out of his hair, and we take your phone calls. Devil's Advocates Radio. Back to the politics.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Both of Marjorie Taylor Greene and of Donald Trump. Now, you know, hopefully I'm, knock wood, hopefully I'm right on that. Meanwhile, Republican scumbags block Biden's cancer research moonshot. Justin Rosario, writing over at justinrosario.substack.com. He's quoting from, actually, I'm not sure there's a hot link to it, but he doesn't name the sources, the source. But President Joe Biden is scrambling to fund his cancer moonshot and its ambitious goal of cutting the death rate in half. An aim close to his heart that's no longer a bipartisan priority. Lawmakers backed the initiative during the final days of Barack Obama's presidency, passing the 21st Century Cures Act and allotting $1.8 billion to the cause of ending cancer, nearly unanimously. Then Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called it the most significant legislation passed by this Congress. But times have changed. The spending package Congress passed in March does not re-up Cures moonshot money that dried up at the end of last year. Lawmakers, specifically Republican lawmakers, rejected Biden's request to fund Cures this year and also cut off his moonshot's most direct funding stream. The new budget is tight across the board, reflecting Republicans' desire to deny Biden a win in the months before the election. Justin goes on to say, this funding is not for a liberal policy that Republicans fundamentally oppose because they're asses. It's not free meals to children. It's not health care for pregnant women. It's not broadband internet for rural communities, all things Republicans oppose. These are all the things the GOP are actually hostile to because something socialism. There's no ideology to this. This is curing cancer. But the Republicans are blocking any funding to cure cancer in the United States. Honest to God, because they say they don't want to give Joe Biden a win. Really? Justin gets really PO'd about this. He goes on this rant about, I hope every one of these Republicans has somebody in their family die of cancer. You know, I'm not going to go that far, but I get it. I mean, his mother died of cancer. I understand. But this is outrageous. All right, let's pick up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Kevin in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm very concerned about Biden's chances with regards to the Gaza situation and all these protests. And you had a caller yesterday who was pretty much singing my song about how we tend to let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Yep.
And I completely agree with her because if we don't focus, we're going to wind up doing what happened in 2016, where we hemmed and hawed about Hillary, and we took our eye off the big picture. And the big picture, you know, and I've said this before when I talked to you, was Mitch McConnell blocking a Supreme Court seat for a year in hopes that Trump would win and fill that seat. And, of course, he filled it and then filled two more, and now here we are. So we didn't punish Hillary Clinton. We punished ourselves. And the same thing's going to happen this time if we don't keep Trump out of the White House. I mean, I get it that Gaza is a mess, and it's horrendous what's happening there. But what is your alternative, is my question, to the people out there who just want to burn it all down? Yeah. Because Trump wants Netanyahu to finish the job. So you're going to let Gaza...
Those are Trump's words, actually, for people who are listening who don't realize that. Trump actually, his one statement on Gaza is that Netanyahu should finish the job.
Right. And you're going to let Gaza get worse, and you're going to lose our country on top of it.
Right.
It just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I agree.
You had somebody call yesterday who said, well, I'm not voting for either one. I'm voting for RFK. Now, that is somebody to me who either does not understand or does not care about the stakes in this election.
Yep.
It reeks of privilege.
Yep.
And we need every vote that we can get. And there is no such thing as a perfect president. There's no such thing as a perfect presidential candidate. It doesn't exist. You know, the goal, what we should be focusing on, is moving the country forward and not shooting ourselves in the foot and taking the country backward because we're angry about this issue or that issue. And I'm telling you right now, if Biden does not win re-election, this country is over.
Yep.
I mean, that's it. It's over. And that's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, you said it very well, Kevin. Thank you very much. Eddie in Toms River, New Jersey. Hey, Eddie, what's up?
How you doing? I woke up this morning, I turned on France 24, and they reported the UCLA incident, and they reported it as pro-Israel activists attacked the protesters.
Right.
And then I turned on CNN, and I heard a whole different story. And I got to tell you, I'm getting so fed up with the American media trying to make everybody an anti-Semite that doesn't believe you should be just killing 34,000 people and starving them to death.
Yeah, I'm with you, Eddie. And what I saw, I didn't see the France 24 reporting, but what I saw was that the, quote, pro-Israel protesters sure looked like Proud Boys to me, at least some of them.
Yeah, and, you know, I was just, this crossed my mind, right? If people were protesting the KKK and white Anglo-Saxon Protestants said they felt threatened by it, would we report that all day long on the news media? Because all I'm ever hearing, everybody has a video camera. If all these people feel threatened, where are the threats? You know, if CNN got somebody screaming at an American Jewish person, you'd see it once every half hour, all day long. I mean, it's all a false narrative. It's really making me crazy.
Yeah, I share your outrage, Eddie. And the lack of any kind of deep reporting, you know, looking into, for example, you know, looking into this political cult in New York or looking into the role of right-wing militia groups at UCLA or in other campuses, you know, around the country is distressing, to say the very least. Eddie, thank you for the call. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, yeah, you kind of stole my thunder about the FBI or whoever was at the protest, because I remember at Bryant Park and, you know.
You're talking back in the 60s?
Yeah. And it was, you know, who was ever yelling, burn something, you look back and you had, like, neatly creased jeans and brown shoes. Anyway, the thing with the Middle East is nobody seems to understand how things evolved there. There's always been, fighting going on. If you study the Palestinians, they originally Europeans. They came from Crete. The Jews were there to begin with in Turkey, and then later on, the Jews came back there as Europeans.
Well, that region has been continuously occupied, arguably longer than any other part of the world outside of Africa.
Right. But it was the failure at the end of World War II that they couldn't give the Jews back their homes so they could live there. They sent them to another continent in the middle of the desert, Eastern European Jews.
Right.
And I think it would have succeeded in Germany because, from what I understand what you said, they probably would have accepted the Jews back because they were just changed almost overnight by the presence of the U.S. military and everything.
Right, and the loss in the war. I mean, they saw the consequences of having made Hitler their chancellor.
Right. I can't say the same for the Eastern European countries where there's still a lot of anti-Semitism over there.
Oh, there's still a lot of anti-Semitism in Germany. AfD is the fastest growing political party, and they're nakedly anti-Semitic.
Well, that's sad to hear. The other thing that reminded me of the 68 and everything was when the teabaggers were talking about America has no mandates, we know, for the health insurance. What I could think of about is my father dragging me down Selective Service because I was mandated to register for the draft, and people still are, you know.
Yeah.
And that was handing over my body to the government, you know, with their choice.
Yeah.
But anyway, And if we don't hold on to the Senate, we're going to have problems with judges, no matter who the president is. You know, I don't know if they can.
Yeah.
If Trump becomes president, are they going to hold on to his appointments till the next administration or something like what McConnell did?
You know? Yeah, I'm wondering. I mean, you know, the novelist in me is wondering how this plays out if Trump becomes president and the Republicans take the Senate and they continue to pack the judiciary and they turn America into a right-wing nation. Do we go down the road that Germany and Italy and Spain went down? Is there some middle ground? How bad does it get before people realize what a horrible mistake they've made and push back? There were people in Germany for throughout that decade of, the 30s and early 40s who were, working against Hitler. I mean, the White Rose Society, famously, among others.
Yeah.
And yet,
there's some good,
they didn't succeed.
There was another group, though. There was another group in Germany besides the White Rose. There was
there was a bunch.
Can't speak German, but one was called Anti-Fascist Action. And for short, it was Antifa, and the A at the end of Antifa was action, German. And they were fighting the German. Yeah, they were behind the scenes. And talk about the two women, the woman and the guy who was executed by beheading
Sophie
from the White Rose.
Sophie and her boyfriend. I'm forgetting his name.
Right.
Yep, I'm with you, Bill.
And the executioner was pretty famous.
Yeah,
he ended up having to execute his own people.
Yeah. Bill, I got to run. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, exposing the con in conservative. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues associated with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, and get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Beachside Bill in Orlando. Hey, Bill, today's the day the abortion ban goes into effect in Florida. How's that being received in your neighborhood?
Well, afternoon, Tom. Hope all's well. And yes, it's not being received well here. I might mention that I'd like to call out Mayday, Mayday, Mayday as an emergency, but my voice won't let me, so bear with my voice because of my allergies. But yes, it is that day. And just a couple quick things here in Florida. This year, the legislature shoveled $25 million to these crisis pregnancy centers. And I think we've talked about that before, how they deceive young women into carrying out their pregnancies. We've talked about that. And the other thing is we have here in Florida called baby drop-off boxes. And they're in front of the fire stations. I think you may have heard of them before. Women who can't, I think, have no other way to give birth except for themselves, they'll be able to drop the baby in the box and it'll go on and be taken care of, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that these baby boxes are going to be filled up here soon. I don't want it to be, but the way it's going, because it's not just Florida, it's the whole Southeast, Tom. It's a ban, and I would feel sorry for young people. I would not, if I had children, I would not allow my daughter to come to school here in Florida, for example, just because of the culture here of. And I'll let you expound on it. What do you think?
Well, if she gets raped, she would be forced to carry that baby to term. I mean, that's just outrageous. It's wrong, but that's. You know, that's Florida. That's the Southeast. That's the old Confederacy. They're getting the band back together here, Bill. I mean, that's what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really sad. It's just, but hopefully, here in November, we have to step up to the plate. And I put the onus on young people, Tom, because I've lived my life. I only vote for the young people, environmental causes, abortion, et cetera, and that's how I feel about it. Whatever time I have left, none of these issues are going to affect me except financially here in Florida, I mean, right. Precisely. So I'm not worried about that. But I just feel for the young people, and hopefully they'll be awakened because because we need them, and I think it's going to happen, Tom. I think we're going to pass it in November. Amendment four, and let's hope. And the other quick thing is they're decriminalizing weed from Schedule One to Schedule Three. If you saw that today,
yeah, that's
Joe
a big
Biden.
Deal. Yeah, Joe Biden.
Yeah. So hopefully, and we have a weed on the ballot here too. So hopefully, this weed will encourage young people. That's what I'm saying, because young people, it's their future. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it.
Yep.
How's that?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, they want to reclassify marijuana basically as a prescription drug, and
yes.
You know, it's a great start because that means at least that pot dispensaries and anybody in the pot business can actually use a bank. Because right now it's a very, very dangerous business because they can't. Bill, thank you so much.
Yeah,
great to hear from you.
A lot of prisons. Thanks, Tom.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Good talking to you. Bonnie in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Bonnie. A lot of Florida calls today. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about what's happening at our universities.
Mm-hmm.
And what is happening is a lot of Qatari money, plus a few other Middle Eastern countries, donations that have been unreported, but news has reported undocumented, illegal funding to universities over the last decade or so. There is an organization known as, unfortunately that page didn't print, the Institute for the, come on, come back. Okay, Institute for the Study of Global Anti-Semitism and Policy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's about a decade old. The website is ISGAP, ISGAP.org. The main page takes you right to Follow the Money. There have been billions and billions coming from especially Qatar, even Hong Kong. They've gone to Cornell, Texas A&M, my printer didn't print all the pages I wanted. Now, Qatar has been funding Hamas.
Right, Hamas is living in Qatar. I mean, that's where Blinken is having to go to negotiate with Hamas. Is Qatar.
Right, but they are funding the Muslim Brotherhood,
mm-hmm.
who is... Or they're an offshoot of Muslim Brotherhood who funds Hamas.
So what is giving money to universities have to do with students protesting?
Because that's what's going to the things that are being studied, the courses that are studied, taught, the educators who are at these universities. I just watched, it's on ISGAP, as an Anti-Semitism Hour, and they listed off just the past month a conference that was held in the Miami area listing what's going on right now.
Right. Bonnie, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but you know, thank you for the report. Fascinating stuff. We'll be right back. Ankle monitors for pregnant women? Sure, why not, says Donald Trump.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk with the Milwaukee County Zoo about why it's important to keep the Endangered Species Act and all things sports with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app, so climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC